Dana, while you guys are getting ready to offer scholarships for your arts programs, auditions are coming up for those. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about maybe some of the qualifications that students will need to meet?
We have a really strong and vibrant fine and performing arts program here at SFCC with music and theater and fine arts. And in the spring, each program holds auditions for students who are interested in participating in those programs and earning scholarships.
For those students who are wanting to maybe go after this or try out for it, where do they need to go? Is there a registration form, or do they just show up for auditions?
Sure. They might wonder if they're a high school senior or if they're a transfer student, and any of those types of students, potential students, can audition, and those auditions are happening on February 24th. So again, it's open to high school seniors, students who might be transferring from another school. You don't have to be a fine art or performing major to try out for the auditions and the scholarships, and they can actually audition for more than one program. So if they're interested in music and theater, they can do that as well. But the requirements for the auditions are on our website. It's at sfccmo.edu/auditions, because there are different requirements for each of our programs. Again, the date for the audition is February 24th, and what they need to do is just call Brandy Webb. She is the administrative assistant in our Fine and Performing Arts program. Her number is 596-7387, and she is coordinating all of the audition times for that day. So you just call Brandy and tell her which program you're interested in, and she'll get you in a slot, and then you'll be able to meet with the various program coordinators and get your portfolio review and performed and even have a tour of our theater and our other fine and performing arts facilities.
Yeah, this is absolutely a great opportunity. I know that one of the big things in schools across Missouri, across the nation, really, has been the fact that the arts are kind of dying out, and they're trying to bring those back and make them realize they are just as important. So it is very amazing that you guys are offering this experience and this opportunity. Is there anything else that you'd like to let the listeners know?
Well, you're absolutely right. I mean, we consider the fine and performing arts really a jewel in our crown here at the college. It's a very popular program. We get a lot of students who come in and perform. Again, they may not necessarily be a theater or an art major, but they're bringing their talents to us, and it really shows in our performances and our concerts that we have each year. I mean, between music and theater and art, we probably have 10, 12 opportunities each year for arts to happen on campus, and we, of course, invite our community out at any time to enjoy those performances that our students are putting on for them.